and leave the lid off.
Yeah, leave the cork out of the jar.
Yeah, and just let it bubble and sizzle bubble in there. Hot dog.
Don't let it get too hard or turn to vinegar.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that you could keep it from turning to vinegar by putting in a two-hole stopper. And then running one of those, or was it a one-hole stopper? I don't remember. Anyway, I had the whole basement plumbed up one fall when I lived in Michigan. Some bottles and jugs.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work.
Didn't work. You had vinegar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 5 gallons of vinegar.
Yeah. You can soon get, I think you've got to heat that. We got to where we would pasteurize it or heat it, you see. And that,
mm-hmm.
that'd keep the cider. You could keep
mm-hmm.
it then. Like you did any other fruit juice.
Mm-hmm. Get on a little more.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, let's see. I was going to ask you about other bread that you made from cornmeal.
Well, we made what they call cratty fatty bread, I started to say. Crackling bread.
Crackling bread?
Uh-huh. You'd take the cracklings before you butchered, you know, Raynard your lard, and you'd cut out some little pieces of that and put that in the bread. And really, in the wintertime, that's about all we children had for supper was crackling bread and milk. We had lots of milk, you see, crackling bread and milk.
That was pretty good stuff.
That was good.
And that is, if you didn't get it, it's a steady diet.
You'd make that out in pones. You sort of pat that out. You wouldn't pour it like you would cornbread in a pan. They called those pans the dripping pans, and they were made out of stuff just about like that stove pipe.
Mm.
Uh-huh. We called them dripping pans. That's what they called them.
Yeah,
it was black sheet iron.
How do you keep that so shiny?
Well, I think that had a coat of paint one time.
Boy, does that shine.
Yeah.
Looks as though you wax it.
No, it's just had one coat of paint.
Was this the same recipe as cornbread except for the cracklings?
It made it a little thicker. Same recipe as cornbread, and make it a little bit thicker, not as much milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And make it out in little pones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was real good. I'd like to have some of it right now.
You can't get the cracklings anymore.
No, you can't get the... I suppose we could take bacon and make it real crisp.
Yeah.
I think I'll try that sometime, make me some crackling bread. But you know, you can't make sausage like we used to make. They're so sweet. And I've even bought shoulders of meat and ground it up. It just simply didn't taste like the sausage we used to make.
Hmm. So much of this stuff that we get now looks like it should, but
yeah.
It certainly doesn't taste
Oh no, the sausage we used to have was how good it was.
Yeah, chemical preservatives.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty discouraging. It makes you think you have to do everything yourself.
Yes. Well, they're getting so many different kinds of medicine that they're taking nowadays. I don't know what... We may have a generation of people with flippers now instead of arms.
Yeah. Boy, isn't that frightening.
Isn't that frightening?
Goodness. And this poor woman in Arizona that...
She's afraid she'll have a baby with a flipper.
Yeah. I heard in the news that the court threw the case out, too.
Yeah, we're not going to have an abortion.
No abortion. That is not a lawful abortion.
No.
I guess you could go to Japan and get it done there.
Well, I don't think it would live very long.
Oh, I don't know. I guess they're healthy except for these.
I think they're taking too much medicine anyhow. What
does
these women want to take these slumber pills for, or sleeping pills?
Well,
I can sleep without taking sleeping pills.
Yeah, but you're active, eh? I think that's a great part of the secret. You got to do something if you're sleepy.
Yeah.
Burn a little.
I can't energy up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, when in the early days, by the time we got our done a day's work, then came in from the field and carried our sleeping children in from the field.